That was music from Big Business here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Big Business is the cover artist for the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And as we do every so often, every couple of months, we have Dave Obenauer, the editor of Ghetto Blaster, into the studio. And he shares with us some of the new music, some of the things that have been catching his and his writer's ears, and some of the artists that they're featuring in the magazine. Welcome back, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let's dive right into it. Big Business, they're on the cover this time. What drew you to them? I love their sound. It was a little bit garage rock, a little bit metal, a lot going on there. What inspired you to make them the cover artist this time around?
I've been a Big Business fan for a while now, ever since Numero Uno, I think, came out. I think that was maybe like 3 or 4 albums ago at this point. But yeah, just they've always had this awesome sound. Like you said, very good marriage of garage and metal. Not too overly self-important as metal can sometimes get, but a little more varied than sometimes you get from garage rock. But if you don't know about Big Business, you might know they've been the half of the Melvins for the last decade. So they've been working with those guys, which is just kind of an interesting thing, too, because Buzz definitely changes up the band a lot. So having been there for 10 years speaks a lot to their musicianship and songwriting skills.
That had to make for an interesting story from them, both as a part of this sort of venerable larger band, the Melvins, yeah. And then doing their own thing as well. That, you know, musically they're both kind of related, but they definitely like veer off at a certain point.
Sure.
What kind of perspective did they have about sort of like the differences between being like with one band versus like this project, or did they reflect on that?
I think the one thing that I thought was really cool was he said that when they were playing with the Melvins, that they were always very intentional. Buzz was very intentional of like, no, we got you in this band not just to do what we want you to do, but because we believe in you and we like your sound and we want you to be creative. And like, just thinking about that from a human perspective is just like, you know, having one of your idols come and take you in and be like, I love what you're doing. Do that with us now. Like, is just this incredible, you know, vote of confidence. So I think a lot of that, you know, couldn't help but shape their evolution as a band. Yeah, I think that there was that.
Cool. Well, let's move right along. We've got a lot of music to share. The next one we're going to hear is The Kills, a name familiar to me, though I have not heard the latest. Give us just a little rundown of what drew you to this one.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's exciting to me that you haven't heard The Kills. I can't wait to watch your face as you hear this new song. But basically one of the cool things that, well, not cool things, but the guitarist, Jamie, had his hand smashed in a car door, which isn't cool at all. I should say that right now. But
the story that follows is cool.
That's right. listening to what it did on this album, basically he just didn't have use of his second hand for a few months. So this led to him kind of building a home studio, messing around with a lot of other instruments, getting a lot of new textures, and just kind of seen what that does to the band for this new album. It's pretty exciting to see how they've kind of gone off in a different direction.
Well, let's take a listen to this one right now. Music from The Kills here on Kaleidoscope.
We'll be right back. I love you. When you look into my eyes, boy, that means I love you. When you look into my eyes, boy.
Music from Lady Hawk on Kaleidoscope on Member Supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WISO.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Before Lady Hawk, we had Jesse Lanza and The Kills, and the thread that ties those artists together is that they are all featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. We've got editor Dave Obenauer in the studio, and Dave, Lady Hawk is a name that I hadn't heard in a little while and was really, really pleased to hear something new.
Yeah, no, it's kind of an interesting story. She's it's been a few years since her most her album before this, and basically it was just kind of like battling with some personal demons, and like she had 8 songs demoed ready to put out, but it was kind of interesting. She was saying like with her art, she doesn't want to look back on it and have negative feelings associated with it. She wants it to be something she can look back at and get an exciting, which, you know, I don't know. I think some artists would find that very offensive. Some artists would think, like, no, it's a reflection of where you're supposed to be. But then also thinking of, well, how hard it would be to perform that song with all those feelings dredged up about it. So, yeah, there was just kind of an interesting, like, back and forth with her about, like, how she wanted to get into a better mental space and how, like, yeah, there is a certain thing of suffering breeds good art, but then also suffering can just breed suffering, and, you know, it can be bad for your personal health and those around you, and also it can make you a crappy artist. Like, you know, a certain amount of suffering is not good. So, yeah.
It's always interesting to hear how different artists – I'm sure you've had the same experience. I've just noticed – over the years, talking to different artists, how they relate to both past material and that idea of sort of the emotion or the suffering or the experience that's infused into that past material. How some artists are more than happy to revisit that and can kind of say like, oh, that is a time capsule of the person I was when I wrote that, and it's cool. It's, you know, it's an artifact of the time, but I respect it for what it is, and other people just can't even go back to that material. It's very interesting.
It's interesting, too, how that can evolve. I want to say it was someone in The Birds that I read an interview. He was talking about the song on the album they did with Graham Parsons, The Christian Life, how, like, it was very, very tongue-in-cheek and very sarcastic and over-the-top. But, like, now when he performs that song, there's a more genuine emotion to it. But just interesting how you can evolve and how the song can evolve, but still be the same. I guess it also speaks to, like, how songs can mean so many different things to so many different people.
For sure, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about Jesse Lanza. That was a great track. What got you interested in her as an artist?
Jesse Lanza's on, Tom, I mentioned it before, and now I'm blanking on the name of the label. Warp? Was it Warp? No, Warp is Xenia Rubinos. This one was, it doesn't matter. It's an underground cool electronica label. It's not Brain Feeder. It's killing me. But anyway, you should look it up online. Do you have it, Juliet?
Is it Hyperdub?
Yes, that's it. Hyperdub. Hyperdub, pretty much everything they put out is very exciting and interesting. And when I heard about this, she's an artist from out of Ontario. The album was produced by one of the Junior Boys. And yeah, I don't know. Club music is so interesting to me because when they talk about influences, they'll mention all these very mainstream reference points, but then also just how underground club music is also very, I don't know, skewed, certainly, too. I mean, it seems like it's treading this very fine line of, like, it's poppy, it's catchy, it's meant for dancing, but also, like, when we think, I mean, at least growing up in Ohio, when you think of pop, like dance music, you think of just sort of mindless pop music that you hear on the radio. But this is anything but that. Like, this has got a lot of different levels to it and a lot of real intention. And, you know, not saying anything bad about pop music either, but.
Well, and I feel like, and maybe this is just because I went through a spell where I wasn't paying as close attention and I didn't have the people around me to sort of point me to the right stuff. But I feel like right now we're seeing a renaissance of really good underground club music. Like, we went through a spell, you know, there was sort of the trip hop movement of the 90s. And then there was kind of this spell in the, I would say, early 2000s, where there was some really, really interesting stuff happening. And then, again, maybe it's just because I wasn't paying as close attention for a while, but it seems like right now there's a lot of really, really interesting underground club music emerging once again. And maybe it's just that it's emerging in my sphere.
I think that might be it. It might be more of it coming back into vogue. Because I was thinking about Environ with Metro Area and Kelly Poehler and just all Morgan Geist stuff. I know that they've been doing things like that for a while, and then I mean, I think it's also just like what's emerging into the public conscious. I think pop music is getting more experimental and more intelligent, and with that, I think that's raising up some of these indie artists. Like, even I probably lump Lady Hawk into that too, it's got that electronica edge. But like, now they're getting more attention because it's like, that kind of sounds like this thing in the Katy Perry song. Okay, it's like when you're trying to trick somebody to drink a craft beer or something. Oh, you like Blue Moon? Well, put that away and try this. Why don't you?
That is the greatest metaphor ever, or simile, I guess it would be. Oh, I'm going to start using that when talking about music.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Let's not talk about that for a while. Why don't you try this?
Yeah, try this. So in talking about, gosh, I feel like we've got a little theme here. In talking about sort of things that were in my sphere of reference kind of a while ago that are coming back in, Aesop Rock.
Yeah, Aesop Rock, he's always been a big Ghetto Blaster supporter. I've appreciated it. I think one of our biggest Facebook bumps of likes came from an Aesop Rock cover that we did a few years back at this point. But man, he's always just been such an inventive and creative artist. I thought it was really interesting. He's talking about the more and more he does albums under his own name, he wants him to be able to say that he's touched everything in it. And I think you also see that as he's doing a lot more of these collaboration albums, like even like one-off EPs. He actually did one. There's going to be another upcoming song coming up by Homeboy Sandman. He did an EP with him called Lice. But yeah, I think you see him just like doing these standalone projects as kind of a way to get in there with other artists. But then like when he does an Aesop Rock album, he wants it to be all him.
Well, let's take a listen to this one. It's a new track from Aesop Rock, and then we'll hear Homeboy Sandman right after that. This is Kaleidoscope on Why So.
Shots of hops, Roger. Vaccine queen, deem church socks hostage. 9 weeks, awesome. Hides in a slipper. Look in her eye like she might be a wizard. Cold met a cat lady in a parking lot. She got the heroes of tomorrow in a cardboard box. And probably hoarding 40 more in the corners of Fort Knox. Swap 20 on a spot and cop the warlock. Back at the haunt, found God in the hamper. Briefs on her head, playing, looking with a panther. Good around misery and golden era samplers. Jeopardy and wheel at the heels of her handlers. Bet more than a bet to worship. It's an MD recommended sense of purpose here to bat around keys and the means to euphoria. Soon to be held the greatest of all warriors.
Hey, Kirby, what you doing, Kirby? Yo, yo, yo. Homie, don't fetch. Only woke stretch. Under a thought bubble rich with bowls of goldfish. Skittish in a company of stranger danger. Otherwise, chase drawstrings, tails, and lasers. In a steel cage match with a maze of cables. Brazen, game face based on Azazel. Oversized ears up. Puke in the meow mix. Shred a pair of earbuds. Remedy is cowlick. Thanks, curbs looking like a millie. Keep an old man sharp. Keep a cold chantilly. Spun plum dizzy in a frisky moment. Never lands on her feet, though I think she's broken. Mouse are in training. Nap on the toaster. Decorator cubicle like dogs playing poker. 15 years taking prescriptions. Now a shrink like, I don't know, maybe get a kitten.
Giving me life, you wanna get with me nice. You do it differently, this definitely like. Yo, this is it for the lies. Yo, this is it for the lines. Yo, this is alliance. Just promise me you'll keep an open mind. I'll open mine. Openly, I hope to put in overtime and watch my tone and learn to toe the line. We've been through toe to toe, but yet we so divine. Both poles are the bipolar poltergeist, but only closer on the other side. I'll keep it tight with that I decide. Commence the science when I set my sights and take it all in stride. And I am grateful and I hate for you to slide. I'm all for bringing order to the water while I'm giving you the sky. And if you ever lost your bias, I would die. You love you, you my lover and my pal. Yo, here's the palace of Versailles. Yo, get it straight for goodness sake. When it's your heart beneath my face, the only space that it is safe for me to cry. Telepathic, our love is ages old, cold Jurassic. Let's do gymnastics. No, I'ma take it when I'm taking off your glasses. The definite to us and taxes, dust to dust and ashes to ashes. As long as we exist, as is. Baby, no more bold, there's nothing normal or average about this. How may I assist? I'm bending over backwards, never going back to betting bad tips. I have to have dibs. I think over the madness that I have did. I have to admit, I never managed to imagine this. In the passive search of greener pastures, as if the only catch is that I can't live. I need my can't miss, I'll keep my captive, just keep me captive. Opposites attract, reciprocal as fractions. No resisting what the simple fact is.
Forest. us as supporters to ensure that he could be Hillary. Admit, I admit, I was bamboozled by that hope-ish note-ish. Shoulda knew better, whoever. Take a stance as you did, getting silenced, met with violence. Defying your ties to the Panther stood as a threat, voice of the voiceless. Let's not forget, someone gon' pay that debt when the cop laid the rest. Judge Sable tried to fry it, but you a fighter with the fire in you. Soul of a prophet or messiah figure. I'm just writing to you, knowing there's still life within you. You're off death row, still time's a killer. Out here, these kids is lost and forgotten. Of course, there's options, but good ideas fall on deaf ears. They playing possum, and I know they know you're innocent. But freedom was gone a minute when they knew they had you the same way they had Jim and Fred, Steve Biko, Geronimo Pratt, Rat-a-tat-tat. Your soul, innocent or no, doesn't matter though. COINTELPRO in control, you gotta go. I'm just trying to get into the know, trying to understand, understand. These kites are right to breathe life into those lost souls. Boxed in the boxing, downtrodden, rotten in the world so cold. These kites are right to breathe life in you. These kites are right to breathe life in you. These kites are right to breathe life into gold. Lost soul. Dylan, why did you kill him? Why did you enter building? While they was praising Jesus, you turned him into victim. Somebody in the head to had him a funny feeling. Still they accepted you. Knew someone neglected you. This world gave you the ammunition that you used to execute. Confederate flags and fathers in white rags. Teach your children about the great days. KKK, burn crosses. Hung nooses, burned houses, taught you this. Hate within, 8x10, boxed in, nothing but time. Clutching a 9, clock rim, when it tick, tick, tick. And you just wanna hear the trigger, click, click, click. Don't wanna face the judge, face the jury, face the mugs of the families you tortured, plans you altered. That day you lost it, that day you ruptured foundation structure. The day they took you in, and you suck the life out of them, out of pure evil inside. Your evil inside is where the devil resides, is where the trouble began. Took a look in your eyes, all I saw was emptiness, a whole lot of pain. So I began to scribble this kite, maybe in vain, but I need to understand. I'm just trying to understand. These kites are right to breathe life into those lost souls. Boxed in the boxing, downtrodden, rotten in the world so cold. These kites are right to breathe life in you. These kites are right to breathe life in you. These kites are right to breathe life into gold. Lost soul. Lost soul.
A little bit of hip hop right there here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. That was Rex, one of the artists featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And we've got Dave Obenauer, the editor, here in the studio. We're going to have your chance to win your very own copy of Ghetto Blaster here in a moment. But first, let's talk a little bit about Rex.
Yeah, Rex is he's an awesome dude from Boston, which is home to, and the label that he's on, Brick Records, which does a lot of really like backpacker type of hip hop. I really got into him. They've been pushing his release for a few months now. But we had him do our What's on Deck feature, which is basically just telling us anything that you're currently digging on. Doesn't have to be music, just whatever. And I thought it was cool. He did a very stream of conscious type thing with it, where he talked about currently when we did the interview, it was during the NBA Finals, and he talked about how the Celtics had been knocked off, but he wasn't sore about that because it looks like the Cavs were going to make it. But it kind of devolved into another interesting thing where he talked about he grew up not a Celtics fan, but a Lakers fan, and then talked about who some of her, his favorite players were, not people that you normally think of. He always liked kind of the utilitarian players that came out there, and how that kind of led into his support of, like, the underground music scene, too. Like, you know, celebrating the under-celebrated and looking for, you know, the things that not everyone sees, but really is a meaningful contribution.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it just flowed very nicely. It's just an interesting read, yeah.
Nice. We had Homeboy Sandman before that, and he's collaborated with Aesop Rock, our first artist. But tell us a little bit about him on his own.
Yeah, the thing that was kind of interesting in contrast to Aesop Rock, on this album, he worked with a ton of different artists. And the kind of thinking behind that is he wanted to work with some of the best people out there to try to push himself and make sure that he's doing the best work that he can do. But I mean, just Homeboy Sandman's been out there forever now, on Stone's Throw, I believe. And just a really cool lyricist. It bummed me out. There was one song I wanted to play that had a swear on it, so we kind of... but like, he just has this great sort of... It almost feels like spoken word, but there's still like a very discernible rhythm to it. Just really cool, really heady, really socially conscious type stuff. So I've been a big supporter of his.
Very nice. We are talking about artists featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And we have your chance to win your very own copy. As always, Dave has hooked us up with a few copies for you. So if you are the, let's say, what do we got? We got a couple there. Let's do third and fourth callers at 937-769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. Third and fourth callers will win copies of the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster. So get to your phones right now. And while you're doing that, give us a little overview, Dave, of
Inter Arma.
Inter Arma. Okay.
Yeah, no, they're an incredibly rad metal band. This is one that one of our regular contributors, Andrew Lampola, hyped me to. And just interesting because they don't fall into a lot of the metal traps of like singing about evil and, you know, I don't know, Vikings and all that stuff. Which, exactly.
It's fun in its own regard.
It is fun. But it's fun to see a band like take it in a different direction too. I don't know, but also very kind of almost proggy in some of their just very focused on their musicianship too. So it's a great album.
Nice. Well, let's take a listen to that, and we'll get to our phone and get to our winners as well. 937-769-1998. Third and fourth callers get their very own copy of Ghetto Blaster.
We'll be right back.
We're going to assume with Lonely Loves. Loved that groove. We had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which I got that CD in the mail and I was just like, best name ever. And we had Inter Arma before that. All artists featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. Dave Obenauer, the editor, is in the house with us. So let's talk about King Gizzard. What brought you to them?
Man, this is a really interesting album in the sense that it's one they've been working on for a number of years. They actually interrupted the recording process of this to release another album just because it's been such a monumentous task. But the idea came from the songwriter as a kid was just obsessed with numbers and this idea of like numbers going on to infinity and just that idea, that concept in it. So what they wanted to do, they wanted to create an album that could loop infinitely. So it's an album that if you did put it on repeat, like it could loop and play forever. So it's not so much,
oh man,
even a single song. But I mean, that was a radio cut of a song. But yeah, like you could play that album start to finish without having a finish.
Is someone in the world trying this somewhere?
I don't know. I hope they're doing something else if they're trying.
I hope
to.
So. let's talk about Xenia Rubinas. I loved that track. Really, really chill, but with a nice groove to it. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since her debut album, which is a big wait between albums, which is, it's great. I feel like so often you get out so many great ideas on a debut album and then you have to follow it up in a year. But your debut album, you've had your life to
right.
make together. So oftentimes, you know, it can come out just sounding like debut album part two or debut album The Lesser. So it was just really interesting that she took the time on this sophomore album. And I think a lot of that comes with working with a artist-centric label like Warp that will allow the artist to do this. But Yeah, no, she definitely focused a lot more on her lyrics for this, and a lot of her vocals too, like doing a single take on each day and just really trying to perfect it. And I think you can tell that, like, she does some really crazy things with her voice there. It's a really cool beat, but just, yeah, her singing style is just pretty incredible too.
And of course, in addition to all of the great music that you've been sharing with us tonight, tell us, give us a few highlights of some of the non-musical offerings in this latest issue.
Well, we've got one of my favorite, if you've got Netflix, which you probably do, you should go there and watch Birthday Boys. It's a sketch comedy show. So, you know, it's a sketch comedy show. You're not going to like everything. Give it like two episodes, and if you still don't like it, oh, then you can stop. But we've got Mike Hanford from that. Who you also may know from Comedy Bang Bang. He plays John Lennon, drums. and yeah, just a really funny guy. We actually got to see him live when we went up to go see Comedy Bang Bang in Detroit. He opened for them. So we got to interview him, do a photo shoot with him. That was great. We've got an incredible board game in there called Blood Rage, which is all about just Viking mythology and the world coming to an end. And you don't win the game by like killing your opponents. You win the game by dying in cool and epic and valiant ways. So it's just a really, really, really neat board game. And also it was fun talking with him. He said that for each of the different, I think four different Viking factions, he had a specific metal band in mind when he was designing them. And he kind of just threw it out there to the because he was just the game designer, but the pieces designer, the modeler, and he just kind of casually mentioned Amon Amarth, and then they both started dorking out about it, and then metal became like a huge shaping of the game. So that was really cool. We've got a really interesting interview with the comic creator behind Pop Gun War, a film about graffiti called Gouch that I believe you can watch on YouTube for free. It was just a debut documentary, something that was meant to just be like a 10-minute thing from a photographer who was messing around, and then it evolved into this whole full-length documentary. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there.
And we do have one more copy of Ghetto Blaster up for grabs. If you missed it on this last go-around, call now, 937-769-1998. First come, first serve on this one, so get to your phones. Let's go back to some music. Tell us what we've got next.
Cool. We've got Mikey Erg, and the Ergs were a pop-punk band that I just absolutely loved. They were just on the verge. They blew up on the indie scene and were just about to kind of cross over, and then college and careers and all that jazz got in the way. But this is his first return as a solo artist, and it's really cool to see how he's evolved, having worked in a bunch of other projects too. So, yeah.
Let's take a listen to this one here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Desperate, am I?
That was music from the Grotto Beds. Real Maths, Too Much. I loved that one. Those guys were great.
Yeah, they're definitely rad, and they wear their Wire influence on their sleeve, as if you
definitely
know the Wire drummer last name, Go to Bed. But yeah, no, it's cool. I think they add like their own kind of sloppy post-rock edge to it, too, which is interesting because that goes back to the 90s. Then that's also kind of like a 70s thing, too. So
it's that 20-year kind of leapfrogging.
I guess that's too. Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad to be around for that coming back.
We've been talking with Dave Obenauer. He's the editor of Ghetto Blaster magazine. The new issue is out now wherever you find good magazines. And also the website?
Yeah, ghettoblastermagazine.com. And locally, you can find it at Ghostlight Coffee here in Yellow Springs. You can find it at Urban Handmade and then also at Omega Music in downtown Dayton.
Check it out. The new issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine, and we'll have a link up to their website and Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And Dave, before we go, we've got one more song. Give us a little info on this one.
Yeah, it's a Scottish band called Pause. They've been around for, I think this is their third album now, putting out albums on Fat Cat Records, which is interesting because I thought Fat Cat started as are they Sigur Rós? I thought that was their label.
I thought so.
But then they also do this weird, like, punkier edge stuff, too. Like, Pause, and then they also did Columbus Band, Psychedelic Horse Crap. They've got some fun signees there. But this is interesting, too, because the album was produced by Blink-182's Mark Hoppus, which all just came from, like, a friend of Mark's. Like the band, played it to him. He liked it. They started exchanging emails. And it's funny, just in the interview, it talks about how he said he wanted to send an email saying, would you be interested in recording the album? And just how nervous he was in hitting send on that. Because it's like, this is stupid. He probably doesn't want to do it.
And he did.
So do it. Like, believe in your dreams and shoot for the sky, kids. Why not?
You could be like this band.
You could have your album produced by Blink-182's Mark Hoppus. You just have to find his email address.
Well, Dave, it is always a pleasure having you in the studio. Well, thanks so much for coming in and hipping us to new music.
My pleasure as always.
Let's take a listen to this one.